This year should be a special close for Moroni Marasi Sheyichilin, which Masmar says to Bezer Shmuel, and Riobar and Pinchas Halevi, and also Ravar ben Yaakov Shach and Rav Yaakov Shlomer ben Dov Ber. The Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Beis, Perek Beis, writes Bedas HaTesis V'Ksubis, a very important Tosis V'Ksubis, the fine hay. So he understands from Tosis V'Ksubis that Cheskes HaGuf, that if there's a chazaka on the guf, hadavar, not a chazaka of the din, but a chazaka of the guf, that the guf is a certain way, that's stronger than tarati l'reisa. And we follow a cheskes haguf even when there are two chazakas against it. And that in the mikvah, it says in the Gemara, that tarati l'reisa is enough to be tole, that the mikvah became chas, as we've been discussing recently a lot of shiurim, Siyata Dishmaya, that if you have a mikvah that's found to be chaser, so you have tarati l'reisa, you have hare chaser lefanecha, and the person has it's a chaser in front of you, and the person has a cheskes tuma. So that it says by the mikvah that the tarati l'reisa is enough to be tole, shenechzer hamikvah, mishum shecheskas mikvah shalem lo chashiva cheskas haguf. That's the chiddush of the rocking chiddush of the Sheif Shmaitza. That received a lot of criticism, but the Shmaitza says that the chazaka of the mikvah, you would think that even though there's tarati l'reisa, you would still say the mikvah's kosher. Why? Because it has a cheskes haguf, that the guf had a certain amount of water, and memela the guf doesn't change even if you have tarati l'reisa against it. So how come we follow the tarati l'reisa, not the cheskes haguf of the mikvah? Because the chazak of a shalim mikvah is not considered a cheskes haguf, since there's not a shinui b'guf ha-mikvah el rak b'koyach ha-tahara. Since there's no shinui in the mikvah itself, there's only a shinui in the koyach ha-tahara of the mikvah, but there's no shinui, it's not considered a shinui in the guf ha-mikvah. The mikvah doesn't have the same koyach tahara when the mikvah is nechzer. It doesn't have the same koach tara, but it's still a mikvah. Still got water in there. Still a mikvah. It's not considered that the guf changed. It's considered, it's a little counterintuitive, the guf changed. But he said it's not considered that the guf changed, but rather that it lacks its koach tara. Because me'ata ve'elach, from here on in, it's not mitar, and so to yayin shehichmitz. There we say tarati l'reis, so we say at the beginning of nida, it's tarati l'reisa, that you're machfrish from one barrel to another, and then it's found to be vinegar. So v'zakmen, we say that it's tarati l'reisa, hare chometz lefanecha, and you have the cheskes tevel of the wine you're being machfrish from. So it's tarati l'reisa. It's a shinui beguf hadover. So it's a shinui beguf that it turned from chometz to yayin. It shouldn't be considered. We shouldn't follow the tarati l'reisa. Says the Shmaitza. Because if the yayin was machmitz, again, this is a huge chiddush. If the yayin was machmitz, so therefore it must be that it was roi l'hachmitz meikara. It already had that quality of being roi l'hachmitz, and it's not considered that the guf changed. The guf never changed. It's the same guf, because it was roi for that all along. You know, sometimes you have a kid, chavez, goes off the derech. So you look at him when he was back in yeshiva, he wasn't so on the derech in the first place. He was already doing stuff that was a little bit off. So he wasn't. It wasn't a big change after. It wasn't a shinui aguf. He was on that derech the whole time. So here also the wine was when we became chometz. It showed that's the derech the wine was on. So Rebbe Chanan, the real Rebbe Chanan. We know that there are numerous Rebbe Chanans. There's the genuine Rebbe Chanan Wasserman, and then there's the person talking to you whose name also happens to be Elchanan, but I make the chiluk that he's the real thing, and I'm the counterfeit product. So Rebbe Chanan Zatzal asks in its Kovetz Shiurim an Os Reish Samach. In Masechtas Ksubis, he writes, Tosas Dibra Maskel Aval Heicha, the Cheskes Pinoy Lo Chashiva Klal Chazaka Lekabe Cheskes Haguf. So he says, when Tosas says, when you have a Cheskes Pinoy, that's not considered a Chazaka when against it you have a cheskes haguf. So l'chora, the reason cheskes pnu is l'chashiva klal gavei chazak adeguv, cheskes haguf is because cheskes haguf is stronger than cheskes pnuya. So don't tell me any other chazak is when you have a cheskes haguf. V'chein pirush shev shmeitze. So shev shmeitze explain all the fize. Kosav to be mikvah lo avei cheskes haguf. So mikvah is not considered that the mikvah has a cheskes haguf. It has a certain amount of water. The guf never changed. You don't see it as the guf changing. El cheskes kashrus l'tfila. All the mikveh had was a cheskes kashrus l'tfila. That it was kosher to be tovel in. Kosher. The achshav leka mem sal alamites. But he says, I don't understand. Now there's not 40 sal, there's only 39. The bishleim may name it avi cheskes haguf. Arminidachi saran vashinu mi mem l'lamites. Haya achar atvila. Bishlam, if we say that it's a cheskes haguf, then we can say that the chisaron and the shinui from 40 to 39 was after the tefillah. So that's the chisaron beguf. Beforehand, you had 40, and now you have 39. It's a chisaron beguf. But we're not looking at it like that. We're not looking at it as if it had 40, and now it doesn't, and now it only has 39. What we're looking at it is, never had 40 in the first place. Just before it had koach hatara, and now it doesn't have koach hatara. We don't view it as if the mikveh has less, because that would be a shinui beguf, right? We only view it as a shinui bedin. That beforehand it had koach hatara, and now it doesn't have koach hatara. Aval inei madein cheskes haguf ela cheskes hadin, harei gam kodem achitzaron v'hoi lelamites eilu din hechshu letvila. If we'd say it's a cheskes hadin, and the guf never changed, so you don't say it went from 49 to 30, you say it went from having koach tahara to not koach tahara. But even before the chisaron, these 39 that we're talking about never had din hechsher l'tefillah. You can never be tar with 39. So how can you say it's a shinu bedin? Not that the guf came from 40 to 39. That the 39 it has now, you view it as if it had all along. You don't view it as if it was became less. Just beforehand, the 39 had koach hatahara, and now the 39 doesn't have koach hatahara. If the 39 never had koach hatahara, so how can you say beforehand the 39 had koach hatahara, and now the 39 doesn't have koach hatahara? 39 never had koach hatahara. So how does the Gemara say that there was originally, it's beaten by the Tarti L'Reisa, but that originally there was a cheskes kashrus, that you could be ma'amid al tzedei chazaka d'meikara that it was kosher originally, you should give it its cheskes kashrus, because originally it was kosher, so now let's say it remained kosher when the person was tovel. You don't know if it had water when the person was tovel. You assume that it did have, it had a cheskes kashrus. How did it have a cheskes kashrus? How do you say 39 it didn't have before? Because 39 didn't have before koach hatahara, so how does the 39 have now koach hatahara? That is Rabbi Wasserman's question, just in a few short words he says over there. Rabbi Chanan wasn't generally one to be marich. It's pretty nice to see people who are marich for 100 pages and you have so much beautiful Torah. Shakla Vitaria and here and there and Lufize, you could say this, but then you have a kasha on that. So that's beautiful. And it's also beautiful. Loilam Yishana Ladam Talmido Derech Tzara. You should be Bekitzer. That's the way people retain things much better. That's why people like today Simana Mimanix. So Bachanan went in the Bekitzer Derech. So, and for Rebel Chanan, the Hadabin and Bem Sa is only that we require 40 Sa. Is only in Shir HaMikvah. That through this Shir of 40 Saw, you have a Mikvah Kosher. But in the Maisa Tevila, you don't need to be total in the whole 40 Saw. And the reason must be that the Taira is not through all the 40 Sa. Every little bit of the main mikvah is b'kocho l'tayr. And that you require 40 Sa is only a shear in the chefts of the mikvah. After you have the shear of Rabbi Yimsa in the chefts of the mikvah, that's kocho l'tayr l'chol miktus mimei ha-mikvah. Every little bit of the mikvah now is a shear of Taira. Now every bit of the mikveh has koach tahara. Once the whole mikveh has 40. It's interesting, we look at the mikveh and we say that you need 40 sa in a mikveh. And that's it, you have to be tovel in 40 sa. But it's only partially true. The mikveh has to have 40 sa. You don't have to be tovel in 40 sa. You're only tovel however big you are. Whatever you need to get to your whole body in. Does not necessarily have to be 40 sa. And therefore, it's considered a shinu b'cheskes din amayim. Because meikara, every little bit of water of these 39 had koach hatahara. Because there was more water in there. But again, we're not mityaches to the shinu in the guf amayim. We're only mityaches to the shinu in the koach hatahara. So originally, when there was more water, there was a koach hatahara in all 39 sa. Because every little bit of water can be matayr. As long as there's 40 altogether, every piece, the 39 can be matar. If you're only tovel in the 39, it's matar. If you're tovel in 36, it's matar. So originally, every bit of the 39 had koach hatahara. And now, kshenechzar mikvah, nishtana dinam. Now that the mikvah is chaser, now it is a different din. Now the 39 don't have koach hatahara anymore. So it went from kasher to psul. The 39 went from being kosher to pasul. Rav Chanan proves this elsewhere. He sends you to the Kovetz Shi'urim in Psachim. Anos Kufpei Dalet. There is Mochich Ki Yisod Zeh, from what we find in Sukkah, Yates Amit Beis, at the top of the page, first two words, Tita, Hanirok, pourable mud that's liquid enough to be poured from one vessel to another vessel. So if you have Tita Nirok, that's Mitztarev to the Shir of Rabbi Yimsa. Nevertheless, you're not toibel on this Tita Nirok. So Mizem Muchach, from Dante's Gitringen, that you don't need to be toivel in all our boim sa. You're not toivel in the actual titanirok, and yet it's mitzdive to the 40 sa. And this shear, you only need to be mashlim the mikvah. But now that you have a mikvah kosher, evshir litbol gam b'miktsaso. Vayein od b'koivetz shiurim b'biurim ala shev shmaitza. He has a long string of biurim on the shmaitza and osiyot ches. And look in the Imre Moshe, the very first simon, and see if Katan Zion ve'oid ve'oid ve'oid. Reb Shimon in the Shara Yosher, in Shar Beis Perek Gimel, they came out with that, a number of years ago. They came out with a Shara Yosher with long haoris, with a lot of haoris. So that was absolutely terrific. And now they came out with the Shari Yosher HaMavur, but it's not, you know, he doesn't explain everything, but definitely helps you along the way. So you have two new aids to the contemporary aids written to the Shari Yosher. So that's so chashev to learn the Sefer from a Zag Gadol, a Zag Tzadik, a Zag Goyin. So Reb Shimon says in Shari Bebeis Perigimel, he asks him what the Shemaitzer says that Yain Shehechmitz isn't considered a shinui, since it was oimed lekach meikara, I we say in Bavakama on 96b, tzarivavom beis, shehagoizel yayin vehechmitz. If someone steals wine and it becomes vinegarian, comes vinegar, it's a shinui. And he's mishalim kishas egzela. Whoa, what shinui? What shinui? You, the Shemaitzer, said yayin shehechmitz isn't considered shinui haguf. It's oimed lekach meikara. So if it's not considered a shinui aguf, so why does the Gemara say that it is? So we see it's considered a shinui aguf. He asks another kasha. Al ikar divrei hashev shemaitzu decheskes aguf. Mahani b'chol makom neged harati l'rei. So the understanding of the shemaitzu that a cheskes aguf is effective b'chol makom against harati l'rei. So that teisvus in chulin and afir aleph amir aleph. And if you don't have an aleph, that's the classical chazaka sugya, asks, l'nyin sakin shenifgima, v'ein yadua mosai nifgima. You have a knife that became pogum, it's not going to count shech properly. And we don't know when it happened. Did it happen before the shechitas or after? So we're mamid at pecheskes kashrus. But why don't we say that this tarati l'reisa? Harei pogum l'fanecha, and the animal has a cheskes not being shechted. So that's the kasha of Tosis. But according to the Shemites, it's a tamua. What's the kasha? The knife is a cheskes haguf shalom nifkema. So who cares that you have tarati l'reisa? That harei pogum l'fanecha, and the animal is not has a cheskes eino zavuach. But the knife has a cheskes haguf shalom nifkema. V'chazaka zu adifa mecheskes iser habehema. Afa gav d'ika tarati l'reisa. This chazaka is better than the cheskes iser habehema. This should beat any tarati l'reisas. See, the animal has a cheskes iser and pogam l'fanecha, but it has a cheskes haguf that it was good, it was shalom. Says the great Talmud of Rabbi Shimon, Chaim Shmulevitz. Mitivrei Tosis Benida. Dav Beis Amid Beis, Dibra Maschil Hassam. They ask, Linyan Bais Hamanuka. A house with Saras. Why don't we say Hare Chasir Lefonecha? And there's Tarati L'Reisa. Hare Chasir Lefonecha. If the nega got smaller, Saharei Chaser Hanega Lefanecha V'uki Gavra B'cheskes Tahara. So you have the Cheskes Tahara of the person or of the house, and you have Harei Chaser Lefanecha. So there you have Tarati. So you have Tarati L'Reisa, that you shouldn't be Metame. So this is also Shver, because there also the Nega has a Cheskes Haguf Shelo Chaser. So what do we care about the fact that there's a Tarati L'Reisa? That Chaser Hanega. Right now Chaser Hanega. And then any person who's going into the house where you saw this Nega as a cheskes tara. So that's a tarati l'reisa against the nega. That's Tosis's kasha. That are chaser anega l'fanecha b'gabri cheskes tara. Like we say here, l'gabri the mikvah. So there also we have a kasha. Yesh l'nega cheskes haguf shelo chaser. The nega has a cheskes haguf shelo chaser. So who cares that you have tarati l'reisa? The nega has a cheskes haguf. So Reb Shimon there in the Shar Yosher writes that cheskes haguf is shayach only where the chazaka is effective l'guf hadavar atzma. For example, a woman, she had mumin. Tosis writes Iksubis Ayin Hamad Bezi Ramaz Chalaval that her cheskes haguf is effective to be tole, to assume that she didn't have these mumin when she became engaged, when she became betrothed to this man, because her cheskes haguf says she's no mumin, and through this chazaka she could be toiveh her ksuba. That's what it means, that a chazaka is moil gufa davar atzma. She has a cheskes haguf, so that's enough to be toveh her ksuba. But for something else, cheskes haguf doesn't help. And therefore, even though cheskes haguf is better than tarati l'reisa, nevertheless, the tarati l'reisa is going to win out when you have the mikvah shenimdad. That even though the nidon, if the mikvah was changed, is a shinui haguf, in other words, now we're going that it's not a shinui, it's shinui haguf. Nevertheless, now there's no nafkamina l'inyan mikvah. Now it's puzzle. And the whole nidon, the whole discussion is the gabei mishkvar tovel bo. There, cheskes haguf is a machriya de safek. When is the cheskes haguf machriya de safek? It's nogea now. The guf hadover, right now, this woman, can she collect her ksuba or not collect her ksuba? Collect? So since it's effective now that she can collect her ksuba now, we go with the cheskes haguf. When it comes to the case of the mikvah, now there's no nafkamina. And what it was earlier. Meaning right now, it's puzzle. You want to know, is the guf kosher or puzzle? Answer, puzzle. So there, the cheskes haguf is in machriya, what was going on before, what happened before. Because it's not going to help the guf hadavar. The mikvah is a mikvah puzzle, no matter what you say, what happened earlier. So therefore, they can't go with the cheskes haguf. Hashem came when it comes to the woman. Now she can collect her ksuba, so therefore you go after a cheskes haguf. And so to l'inyan yayin, shenim zechometz. Yayin shenim zechometz. So it's talking about a case where there's no suffix. L'inyan yayin shehechmitz. What's the suffix? The suffix is l'inyan tevel shebemakom acher. Was tevel shebemakom acher permitted with this hafrasha? And because of this, the cheskes haguf of the yayin is not going to be matir because the cheskes haguf is only klapei adavar atzma. You want to know, was this the vinegar in this barrel, was it machshir other wine? Was it wine at the time or was it vinegar at the time? So if you follow the cheskes haguf, what will be the toelis? The toelis will be and the yayin b'makom acher. But l'chora, even the yayin you separated from is a nafkamina. It's not only a nafkamina and the other wine that you were trying to be metakein, it's a nafkamina here. Is it truma or is it not truma? So Reb Shimon writes, here, l'inyan the yayin that you made shruma from it is also the suffix, also nogeh, just like it's nogeh to the other wine that you were metakein. And therefore, it should be that the yayin that was separated for shruma should be vaday shruma, because there you have a cheskes haguf that it was wine. But the yayin of shirayim is going to be vaday tevel. Because by the yayin of the shirayim of what you were trying to fix, the cheskes hayayin won't be considered a cheskes haguf. It'll be stam chazaka. Like by mikvah, and it's tarati l'reisa that hari chometz lefanecha, and it has a cheskes tevel. Therefore, it shouldn't be fixed. But what's in the barrel, what you were being mafresh from, that should be considered yayin. That should be considered yayin and shruma. But how can that be? That's tarti the sastri. That what you were mafresh is considered shruma, and the yayin that's left over that you are fixing is tevel. Can't have it both ways. So Shimon says, "V'ner l'diyei shalai mar the mar b'chay gavna the leka nafkamina liyana yayin nifresh l'trimina." There's no nafkamina in the yayin itself. The yayin that we're talking about that had a cheskes haguf. No. There's no nafkamina for that. Why not? Because it's mashma lashon abraisa that he would be mafresh a little bit each time. Hayabodek es chavis lios mafresh. Hainu atshurmi b'chavis meduma. So you have a mixture in there. So anyway, a Yisrael can't drink it. Kshinasa asafek leka nafkamina kol kach linyan chavizu deray yayin shebisaycha akopana meduma machmas hafresh zarishonus yavada yayin v'asir b'shtia. Anyway, it's asir b'shtia for us. So it's not much of a nafkamina. Vanadana murak linyan ashirayim. We're only done the gabi the shirayim. And therefore it's like mikvah, because we're not done the cheskes haguf of it being wine. Because again, the cheskes haguf is not nogea to the davar atzmo, it's nogea to something else, to the wine that you were trying to fix. And male is no cheskes haguf. And that's why you go with the tarati l'reisa. And with this, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, we can also answer the Kash we had on Tosis. Tosis asked in Chulin about a sack in Shinim Tzapagum. Asked Tosis, if we don't know when it was Nifgam, your mamad b'cheskes kashrus. So why don't we say this tarati l'reisa l'psul? You have a tarati l'reisa to pasul it, so why your mamad b'cheskes kashrus? But according to the Shemaitza, what's the kash of Tosis? Shiny hasim sheish lechzak in cheskes haguf shelo nifgima, and this chazak is stronger than the cheskes sisu the behema. Even though it's tarati l'reisa, so what are you asking that you should go with the tarati l'reisa when the knife has a cheskes haguf? So the answer is, there the cheskes haguf is not going to be effective for the knife itself, because now the knife is definitely pasul. Only done legabe the behema that was already shechted, and there cheskes haguf is not better than other chazakas. So that's the yisod adaber. Therefore, Tosis could ask, why don't we file the tarati l'reisa? Because here the cheskes haguf of the knife is not nogea to the knife. It's only nogea to the animals that were shechted earlier. It's not nogea now to the knife. Also what we said by the mikvah. Mikvah shenimda v'nimsa chaser. So the cheskes haguf is nogea to what? V'chein len, excuse me, ba'is ha-menuga. Im hashta nega chaser lefoneinu eino mitame. If it's right now smaller, so it's not metame, what's going to be the nidon? The nidon is somebody who went in earlier, but also shavua, until we saw that it became chaser. But it's not nogea now. Now it's definitely tar. Now it's not metame. So in such an instance that it's not nogea to the davar gufa davar. Because the gufa davar, we know the din, but it's nogea to something else. So if it's only nogea to something else, then cheskas aguf isn't stronger than the tarati l'reisa. So that's why Tosis asked, "Linyan bayis hamenuga." Why don't we say that it's tarati l'reisa? That it's chaser lefanecha, and anybody goes in has a cheskas tara. Aye, it has a cheskas haguf. So what's the teretz? Teretz is the cheskas haguf. Now that we see that it's less than a shear. So the earlier cheskas haguf isn't nogea anymore. It's not nogea to this davar atzmo. It's not nogea to the neg itself, because now the neg is less than a shear. It's only nogea to others. And in such a case, we don't follow the cheskas haguf. So the reason Tosis says that you don't follow the cheskas haguf there, because you have tarati l'reisa, is because the cheskas haguf, when you find that it was nechsar, when you find that it became smaller than the shear, it's not nogea now. It's only nogea to others earlier. But it's not nogea to the guf hanega, which is no longer metame. And what's not nogea to the guf hadavar, there you don't say cheskas haguf. So it emerges, according to what we're saying, that in all these cases you do have a cheskas haguf. The knife is a cheskas haguf, and the mikveh is a cheskas haguf, and the nega is a cheskas haguf. The only thing is that you don't follow this cheskas haguf when it's not nogea to the davar atzmo, when it's only nogea to something else. There's no nafkamina right now for this particular item. There's only nafkamina for other items. So then you don't follow the cheskas haguf. So that's the mahalach. Of course, there's tons more to say. So the Rabbeinu Shlolem should just give us life and Simchas Chaim and everything we need in order to say it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.